Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. On the show today, Mix News reporter Brandon Piper speaks with a local resident, Blake Crosley, about running at this year's Boston Marathon. He ran last year. This is his second year after he ran for the National Organization for Rare Disorders. He speaks with Brandon about his experience and who he's running for this year. Here's your interview.
Running the marathon once again for, I guess it's the second year now, right?
It's 2 years in a row.
Two years in a row. Congrats
on that. Pretty blessed. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep. Having done it last year, I mean, to sort of talk about this goal, why you're doing it again, and sort of what you want to get out of it.
Well, this kind of fell on my lap. Last year when I finished, as you know, it was probably one of the worst conditions ever in a Boston Marathon. It was like basically a typical Canadian day. With 3,000 runners almost dropping out. Actually, 3,000 runners who didn't start. And I think there was like 1,200 that just quit. And there was 26 pros who quit as well. And like there's also hypothermia and whatever. At the end of the race, when I came back to Fort McMurray, and I'm very proud of actually finishing because it was amazing. And all of us actually from Fort McMurray who went did finish. And all my teammates did finish who were on Running for Air last year. So that was a huge accomplishment as well. So when I came back, my son, Caleb, who's on the spectrum, has Asperger's, he's autism, walked in through the door. And I think within 10 minutes when I was showing him like the all the stuff from Boston, because he's actually a Bobby Orr fan.
Nice.
So
yeah.
Bruins, right? So he said, "When are you going to run for me?" And I was like, okay, here we go, right? So I kind of made it known when I was in Boston that if an opportunity did arise to Rare, that I would be back doing it next year, right? And I said, you know, and they said, okay, cool. You know, usually they don't, because the competition for these things is ridiculous, mm-hmm. to get on a charity team, right? Or to even qualify. There's just so many that try and so few that pick because it's like the elite.
And race. You're not the only one who is doing
no,
a charitable cause.
No, right? Exactly. So about end of August, I got an email saying that you should apply because we want you back for next year. And I was like, okay, cool, right? So I did... I've known since at the end of August, and then of course I told my wife, and my wife was like, oh, here we go again.
One more year.
Here we go again, another year committed, right? So anyway, I talked to Don Booth was one of the first people I called, right? Because I'm still doing a lot of running for Tessa, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, here we go. I got two people that I'm running for this year, and it's kind of personal to me, right? And running for Rare has been fantastic. They said, we want you to run, but also you can run for your son as well, right? So I called them my two unicorns, which if you follow Boston, the symbol of Boston is unicorn, right?
I didn't actually know that, no.
So yeah, it is. Cool. About a week later, I get a message, and it was one of my friends who I ran Boston with last year, Tracy Keynes, who I went to school with in Corner Brook back in Newfoundland. And we both finished side by side. If you saw the pictures of me, the lady that
I remember,
holding hands, she found out that she had stage 4 cancer.
Oh.
So that was number 3 that I added to my mix. So as you can see by the jersey here, there's Tessa here, there's Tracy, and there's Caleb. So I got them all represented here.
Yeah, and just sort of talk about your jersey, because I know that's kind of a big part of your run this year,
jersey,
right?
The jersey's kind of been the moniker for the thing, right? So it's locally made by Kwame.
Kwame Ose.
That's right, Mr. Amazing Race Canada himself. But the connection between how I met him and... wasn't through the Amazing Race. It was through the fact that mutual friends of mine, mm-hmm. Magdalena Murphy, whose son actually plays, I think he plays football for Kwame. Mm-hmm. And she said, and we've gotten to know each other quite well. And she recommended that, okay, if you think about going local, contact him, because he has a company, Triumph Elite, and they make it local instead of last year's jersey, which I was kind of in a rush for was made overseas, right?
I remember that, yeah.
So, but this is just spectacular.
It is actually beautiful.
I cannot get over
and
this.
And so much local representation. I just want to say.
It is a lot of local representation.
For all the listeners who can't really see it, you got the Mackay Métis logo on your left.
Mackay Métis logo, that's one of my primary sponsors. My main sponsor on the back is Kathy Bowers, 3% Realty.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Right? Awesome.
So, and also I got Coltech, which is Magdalena's friend, Jeff. He's one of the primary sponsors. I got TELUS Communications, who has been phenomenal. They donated a brand new iPhone to auction off for the local Autism Society.
Mm.
And they've been spectacular. And, of course, Kathy Bowers and Roy Almog, who's her boss, they've been phenomenal. Actually, Kathy's team paid for these to be made.
Nice, yeah.
So I was able to give back to the sponsors, and away we go, right? And also on the back, I got my amazing physiotherapy team to keep me going, Acel Physio, with Angie Martin and Ashley Whiffen. And there's a fellow Red Sox fan, but he's going for Leafs, Justin McIsaac. And we've been ribbing him all year about the Leafs and the Bruins and stuff like that. But yeah, the poor kid, he's a good guy, right?
Yeah. The poor kid. He's a Leafs fan, but he's
a good guy. Yeah, well, sort of like yourself, right?
exactly.
Can't be perfect.
We try our best.
You try very hard since 1967. But anyway, and also there's Rob McSwain over there as well. And actually, the whole crew over there is amazing.
Mm.
Like, right down from the staff until the massage therapist and everything. So they've been really good to me, keeping this body going. But without, like, having that said and being at Keanu College, who's my employer, they've been pretty awesome too. So everybody in this local town has been, I wouldn't expect anything less, Brent.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after these commercials.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. If you're just tuning in to the show today, once again, we're hearing from Mix News reporter Brandon Piper, who recently spoke with Blake Crosley. He's a local Fort McMurray man who is running in this year's Boston Marathon, which takes place on Monday.
And I wanted to talk about last year because last year's Swim Fest. Now crossing the finish line.
God.
Talk about that feeling. I mean, you like you said yourself, it was something that you weren't even sure if you were going to be able to do it.
I've been messaging Tracy, who crossed the finish line with me, and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this without you, because I mean, she dragged this 6'7", 240-pound carcass across that, because it was crazy, man. It was like the way, like, you start off at the start, it's basically the elevation. So when you're coming through town, the first 10 miles is like you're coming downhill, and then it evens out, and then of course it got some rolling hills a little bit, but then of course you hit the hard hills, Newton Hills and Heartbreak Hill, and it comes down again on the slope. So it was raining. Actually, I'll rewind it to the previous day. We were both at Fenway Park watching the Red Sox. My wife is bundled up like we were back here in Fort
McMurray. I remember
that
too. Yeah, I saw
pictures. Right? And that's when the weather changed. And then it got torrential rain, and then it was... We had all four seasons, man. Like, I can remember being up at Athletes Village just ready to start, because as soon as you get there, it is so secure, and I guess it's because now with the bombing that happened.
Right.
And there's no chances at all, right? So they basically, I got up 5 o'clock from my hotel, met one of the directors for our charity that I was running with, got a cab, met him at his hotel. We went over to Cambridge, over to the main office, got on the team bus, gunned it to Hoboken, and then had shuttled onto another bus, and then basically had a mud pit. It was like Woodstock-esque.
Oh, cool.
Right? It was pretty cool.
Somewhat cool. A little dangerous.
So what I did was, I was just standing there under the tents, because they have like a bunch of tents and everything, and porta potties, and I was like, this is not working out for me. I'm not just standing up here. So what I did is start scouting out the porta potties and seeing which one's the cleanest one. So I hung out in there for like an hour until like they announce it, right? Like you go in waves, like they say wave three, color yellow, blah blah blah. Like the all the amateurs are basically gone at that point. And then you have to walk a mile to get to the start. It doesn't start at the school. You have to walk a mile, and like there's all sorts of people there. And Tracy's messaged me because the lucky bugger was with one of the foundations with John Hancock, so that's the primary sponsor. So she was actually in the school, warming up, like.
And you're in a porta potty.
And I'm in a porta potty. Thanks, Tracy.
Great juxtaposition there.
It is, yeah. So I ended up. When I met up, well, she texted me, and then like we met each other on our way, and then we start, and like it's really surreal though. Like the weather, it was bad, but it was kind of good too, because I mean the whole 42K was just one big party. And as soon as you get near the Scream Tunnel, which is down in Wesley, and it's an all girls school, and they're crazy. You can hear them 2 miles up the road. All you hear is this big. There's a big roar, and it's just insane. And you get down there, and you're like, holy smoke, man. This is like, you feel like a rock star, right? Mm. But, I mean, everyone on the route was amazing, right? Like, go Canada! Go Canada! I mean, like, I couldn't even remember hitting Heartbreak Hill towards the end. I couldn't, like, because I said to one of the spectators, walked by, I was like, is that Heartbreak Hill? And actually, me and Tracy asked him, and he was like, do you want it to be? And I was like, I have no idea.
Hopefully.
But yeah, I mean, like, when you properly prepare, and like, you're given the conditions and stuff, and like, you gotta respect the elements and everything, you prepare yourself for those days, because it's not given. Like, it could be sun one day, it could be freezing rain the next.
Exactly.
But it was like I said, it was all four seasons, but it was pretty nice though. I loved it. Like, and you mentioned like crossing the finish line. As soon as you cross Fenway Park, because you come by and see the big Citigo sign, and you take that turn on the Hereford, and then you realize that, okay, Boylston's the next one over, and you're at the last mile, and you just see the finish line probably like a kilometer up the road, and you're like, wow. And like, you start feeling, you know, like you're hunched over, and you're like, and you're like, you go, it's almost like the Terminator, the Undertaker taking off, right? You just get that second wind, and it was just, oh my God, it was amazing. I can remember Tracy's husband was in the stands, and my wife Candace was in the stands, and we hear Blake, 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 and you'll see, I don't know if I sent you the pictures, you'll see a bunch of pictures when we're turning like this, that's us waving to our spouses.
I do remember, yeah, you sent me those pictures last
like,
year.
It's like, if you compare Boston, the Boston crowd, and I don't know if anyone from Boston actually appreciate what I'm about to say, but it feels like the 12th man, if you talk about like in terms of sports,
yeah,
right?
Like Seattle, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it was like that from the minute you wake up in the morning to go, the energy is just incredible. Incredible. It's just like, oh my God.
It just pumps you up, I bet.
Yeah, it does.
You
right?
Say like, oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do this, but then you get that energy, that atmosphere, and,
like,
and it feeds
exactly,
into you.
Right? Like, and it's all worth it at the end, and just like to have that medal. Now, funny thing about me is I walk past the medal areas. Walk right past, because I was talking to Tracy, and like, she went off with her team, and I was like, our meeting point for our team members was like a post celebration thing, so I had to walk an extra 2 blocks. Like, you just don't, it's not like you're here in Fort McMurray, you stop, there's a corral, you know, the family and stuff, they are guarded off into a different section, and you have to walk, so you just don't do 26.2.
It's more like 30.
It's more like, yeah, it's probably like for walking from here to Lac La Biche. But anyway, no, it's it was pretty cool. So
now, we see you kind of out running every day, just about.
You probably do.
I always say when I'm out driving, I'm like, oh, there's Blake.
Really? You know, you're do you ever bump your horn?
I would, but I don't want to distract you.
No, well, you can bump your horn, but I don't know if I can.
If you have music on or something.
Well, I always got my tunes on, but it's just like, I've had people come up to me. Actually, I had friends, and I would literally run past them, and they're like, "Oh, can we just stop and say hello?" And
I was like, "I'm in the zone. I'm in the zone."
Yeah, or like, if and another thing is, if you're a minus 40, do you really want to raise your hand?
Stop
like,
and have a conversation?
Bye.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, let's just sit down and have a snack.
I see you making your videos, and I'm like, he's just doing that to stay warm.
Exactly.
Look, all right, got a little bit of ice on my eyeball.
Hi, I'm dying. I'm freezing.
So what I'm worried about, though, I mean, obviously, because you've been here before, you've been in this kind of mentality. What's different this time around?
I say preparation. I have a very good running coach who's on my back. It's the long coach running. She's Callum McMahon. She's from Colorado. And unlike last year I didn't find out until 2 weeks before Christmas. I think December 16th is when Rare got a hold of me.
When you knew for sure you'd be running, yeah.
This year I had properly planned, and plus I did another marathon here, and then 2 weeks after that I did another half in Newfoundland, so I'm a little bit more prepared in that way. The body, not so much, because you get older, stuff starts breaking down, and like long distance running, I don't think is really has to do with physical, it has a lot to do with mental. And a friend of mine, Ray Zahab, I was an ultramarathoner, and he's like the head of Impossible to Possible. He's from Ottawa. He told me long ago, he said, running is 90% mental. The other 10% is in your head, basically. And that's basically what I keep telling myself when I'm out there minus whatever temperatures, exactly. Right? But anyway.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after these commercials.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. If you're just tuning in to the show today, once again, we're hearing from Mix News reporter Brandon Piper, who recently spoke with Blake Crosley. He's a local Fort McMurray man who is running in this year's Boston Marathon, which takes place on Monday.
Now, talk about some of the conditions you deal with personally, because I know we talked about it last year, but it's kind of good to get the listeners to get an idea of what it is you deal with as a, you know, somewhat an athlete, let's call it that. You're an athlete, but you have your own sort of physical conditions that you deal with. So talk about what it is that you deal with.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, I have 9 different heart issues. Have a pacemaker. I would love to be able to qualify for the Boston Marathon, but because of the heart, I cannot do the pace required. Like for my age group, it would be, I think it's 315, and I think it's actually lowered now to 310, and that's just too fast. There's no way that I'll be able to do it. Like, there's, you know how like you're supposed to think outside the box and not put limits upon yourself? Well, this is actually a physical limit that I cannot do.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I keep going the charity route and stuff. Other than that, asthma. As you get older, you got aches and pains, man, because your body's not 20 anymore.
Exactly.
Right? And you deal with all sorts of stuff. Like, you deal with, like, I know I take really great pride in the fact that I'm inspired by Claire Hughes, who dealt with depression.
That's right.
With all this talk,
fantastic,
right?
Fantastic Olympian. Yeah.
Exactly. And I just, I don't know, like, you go through periods of that because you kind of, like, question yourself, what am I doing here? I'm not doing it right. Somebody's faster than me. I'm getting banged up. And then, of course, the worry factor and all that. So dealing with that aspect was really hard for me this past year, dealing with it, because I didn't know if I wanted to do it, because there's other stuff in my life that was external factors was playing a part of this. But weathered the storm. And here we are sitting with you today.
Awesome. And, you know, it's great to finally have you, because we've been trying to set this up. Mix
103.7. And trust me, I've been a real pain in your butt for like the past couple of months.
Just constant.
Sorry, Brandon, I can't make it today. Why? Oh, I got to go run. Okay. Well, how come you got to go run, Blake? And I said, well, I have to train for Boston, Brandon. Okay. How come you didn't go this morning? And I said, did you look at the temperature? Okay, no worries.
And then, of course,
it's on the other end. Stuff happens. It happens.
We're here, though, and that's all that matters.
We are definitely here. So.
Now, just sort of getting on to the marathon this year.
Yeah.
What would you sort of say to those considering doing something like this?
I say do it.
Yeah?
Yep. You only have one life. if you're an able person, get up and do it. If somebody like me can do it, because dude, this body's not built for speed. It's like a Clydesdale.
It's not. Right, to put it in perspective,
as he says, and he's sitting on the other end.
And I know we've mentioned this many times, but Blake is 6'7", 240 pounds.
So, and with size 15 to 16 feet. So, I mean, it's like they have to keep up this frame somehow. But yeah, so if thinking about like what keeps me going, the fact that I'm running for three people that are close to my heart and representing not only Fort McMurray, but also the Autism Society of Wood Buffalo, who've been phenomenal people. Actually, I spoke there to one of their benefits on Saturday and presented them with a check, and they didn't even expect it from Kathy Bowers and then 3% Realty. And they're just like, so we've raised a lot of money for them over the past years, and it's good to keep the money local as well. And it's a different beast this year, because it's my son I'm running for as well.
Exactly.
Right? And who's inspiring and in so many ways. Actually, my whole family is to me. So it's just amazing.
And I know it's
and of course Tessa.
Of course, Tessa. Right. Tessa's such a cutie. She's fantastic. So nice.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. So
absolutely. And I mean, just talking about this year, goals obviously are one thing, but what is it that you really want to set out this year and kind of?
Well, number one's to finish, right? Because of like the whole weather factor last year, it was like 5:20. I like to probably do it. I got my goal set on 4:30 to do it this year. I think it's really possible. Really possible given the right conditions, but if not, under five. Under five, a safe bet, under five. 4:30.
Seeing yourself at 4:30.
Yeah, I did the local race here in September at 4:40.
Yeah,
right. And I was really happy with that. I'm like, wow. And that's the course here, different terrain, right? And it's a harder course, right? So, but
would you say
anything can happen.
I mean, I would say
our local course is probably more difficult
just because of the terrain
and the rolling hills.
Yeah
and it's just the X factor too, right? So
eat your heart out, Boston.
But the thing is, I can't get cocky with Boston, because here's another funny story. As of yesterday, it was almost the exact same weather as last year.
That's right.
It's almost like Boston's like preparing for the Canadians to come down.
They're gonna bring the weather
with us. We're gonna kick their ends, right? Like, we're just gonna give them that smack in the butt. So, but I don't know, it was just, I found it really weird though, like at the being an athlete's village, it's just, you see people with the like, not as if you layer properly, you'll do fine. But people had their running shorts and they had like their sleeve tank tops. I was like,
they were expecting a hot day.
Should have checked the weather.
Yeah. And right? You know, the thing is, you think you're going to be sweating a lot, but I guess when it's that cold, you're not really doing a whole lot of sweating.
That's not the way it works.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Well, I think that's about all I got for you today, awesome, Blake, man. But is there anything I didn't ask that you wanted to share with our listeners at all?
No, I'm just honored to be running for the Booth family again, for Tessa Tough, for Nord, for Rare. I can't say enough about the donors in this town, sponsors, especially Coltech and 3% Realty and McKay Media Group, and oh my god, my physiotherapy team, and I'm really sorry if I, and all the donors and sponsors who have like donated your money down to the last cent. If you helped me out in any way, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And I apologize if I leave anyone out. So, yeah. And I'd like to thank you, Brandon, for your patience. Man. So, absolutely. And even Kwame, our boy.
Kwame, can't forget Kwame.
Well, if you think of anyone, I'll think of you later. Thank you.
I'm sure they won't mind, Blake.
And of course, my work, my wife and kids, and Keanu College. So
yeah, you're too nice of a guy that anyone would mind if you.
And so. Apologies in advance if I do miss anyone out there. So
well, Blake, thanks so much for coming in and
no worries,
talking
man.
About
thanks
Boston
for having
Marathon
me.
Again.
Yeah, keep in touch. You can follow me on the app if you want to.
Absolutely, and we'll be sure to follow up with you when you get back
Sounds
from Boston.
Eh? Okay, dude. No worries.
Once again, that's Mixed News reporter Brandon Piper in conversation with Blake Crossley, a local resident who is taking part in the Boston Marathon for a second straight year. He is running for three people, three-year-old Tessa Booth of Fort McMurray, who had a rare form of lung cancer, his son Caleb, who was diagnosed with Asperger's, and Tracy Kane's, a person who he crossed the finish line with last year and was recently diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Crosley is currently in Boston preparing for the marathon, like I said, which gets underway on Monday. You can follow his progress on the Boston Marathon's website. Well, that is our show for today. We will be back again on Monday from noon to 12:30 right here on Mix 103.7. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and you've been listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.